how great a sorrow suffers now our kite. The death he feeleth through his heart smite. He weepeth, waileth, crieth piteously. To slay himself he waiteth privily. He said, "Alas, the day that I was born! Now is my prison worse than before. Now is me shape eternally to dwell not in purgatory, but in hell. Alas, that ever I knew Perotheus! For else had I dwelled with Theseus, effettered in his prison evermore. Then had I been in bliss and not in woe. Only the sight of her whom that I serve, though that I never her grace may deserve, would have sufficed right enough for me." "Oh, dear cousin Palamon," quod he, "thine is the victory of this aventure. Full blissfully in prison mayest thou dure. In prison, certes, nay, but paradise. Well has fortune eterned thee the dice, that hast the sight of her, and I the absence. For possible is, since thou hast her presence, and art a knight, a worthy and an able, that by some case, since fortune is changeable, thou mayest to thy desire some time attain. But I, that am exiled, and barren of all grace, and in so great despair that there n'is earth, nor water, fire, nor air, nor creature that of them maked is, that may me help, or do comfort in this. Well ought I starve in one hope and distress. Farewell, my life, my lust, and my gladness. Alas, why plainen folk so in commune, on purveyance of God or of fortune, that giveth them full oft in many a guise, well better than they can themselves devise? Some man desireth for to have riches, that cause is of his murder or great sickness. And some man would out of his prison feign that in his house is of his many slain. Infinite harms be in this matter. We witten not what thing we pray in here. We fare as he that drunk is as a mouse. A drunken man wot well he has a house, but he not which the right way is thither. And to a drunken man the way is slither. And certes in this world, so faren we. We seeken fast after felicity, but we go wrong full often truly. Thus may we say in all, and namely I, that wend and had a great opinion, that if I might escapen from my prison, then had I been in joy and perfect heal, where now I am exiled from my weal. Since that I may not see you, Emily, I am but dead. There is no remedy. Upon that other side, Palamon, when that he wist Archytas was agone, such sorrow he maketh that the great tower resoundeth of his yowling and his clamour. The pure fetters of his shins, great, were of his bitter salt tears wet. "Alas," quod he, "Archytas, cousin mine, of all our strife, God wot, the fruit is thine. Thou walkest now in Thebes at thy large, and of my woe thou givest little charge. Thou mayest, since thou hast wisdom and manhood, assemble all the folk of our kindred, and make a war so sharp on this city, that by some aventure or some treaty thou mayest have her to lady and to wife, for whom that I must needs lose my life. For as by way of possibility, since thou art at thy large, of prison free, and art a lord, great is thine advantage, more than is mine, that starve here in a cage. For I must weep and wail while that I live with all the woe that prison may me give, and eke with pain that love me gives also, that doubles all my torment and my woe.